Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
Well, I heard in the last commercial break that we may have a new advertiser. I've not heard this before, but it was a Evan, E-V-E-N, Hotels. I'm just looking at their website now because I didn't know they were a new advertiser for us or on the Radio MD, but they're about a healthy eating and physical fitness on the road wherever you travel. I'm going to look and see if it makes sense. We're associated, the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute has been working with Delos Living on making the MGM Grand and other hotels associated with them, having wellness rooms and doing all of that. So if this is a trend, this is a wonderful trend in the hotel industry to make the hotels. One of the problems they have is they make their food, as Wendy Suzuki in our last hour talked about, in talking about healthy brain, happy life. Wendy Suzuki was talking about how she's learned to eat healthier by cooking herself, but she hates to shop, so she gets it sent to her in the right proportions by a company called Plate.com. So it looks like there are a whole bunch of these companies that are, if you will, springing up so that you can eat healthy as well as keep fit and not waste time. So someone else does the shopping for you and sends it to you in the right proportion, as well as, obviously, she meditates 20 minutes morning and night. We didn't get into brain games as much as I wanted to. We'll have her back and talk about that, but showing how you can improve your attention by doing these things such as brain games. So we really have a raft of changes occurring that allow you to have a healthy brain, happy life. One of the key points, and I'm going to come back to what I want to talk about this hour, but we're going to talk about cognitive decline in the first half hour of this period, and then we'll talk about some things and stories relating to kids and your kids and even grandkids, what you should know about for them. But in healthy brain, happy life, and she talks about some of her research was on what does the areas around the hippocampus and what roles they play in memory. So we've long known, meaning since the early 70s, that your hippocampus was incredibly important for your memory. So if you take out your hippocampus, you don't have any short-term memory. You still can recall long-term memories, but you don't have short-term memory. That is, what happened recently, how to get, if you leave your home, how to get back to your home. You forget names and faces easily, and you forget current facts. So you'll tell the same story over and over and over again. If you heard that on the radio, you'll know when I develop this problem, because I'll tell you the same story. I will talk to you about healthy brain, happy life, and give you the same story about it 17 times in an hour instead of once each hour. But Healthy Brain, Happy Life was a wonderful book by Wendy Suzuki. It talks all about the scientific process. It tells all about the studies. So if all you want is the results, what do? Go at the end of the chapter. She summarizes the neuroscience in the chapter. She summarizes these 4-minute, what she calls brain hacks, hacking into your brain so you can improve your brain. One of which is, if you will, one of my favorites now, is jumping rope. Just jumping rope for 2 minutes, or walking up and down the stairs by bouncing on the stairs. Make sure you hold on. We don't want you falling over. But jumping 40 jumps a day actually improves the bone density in your hips and spine, making it much less likely for you to get a fracture, and actually gives you that cardiovascular exercise that seems to improve, not seems to, that does improve your memory. Well, she was instrumental in locating the entorhinal cortex. The entorhinal cortex is those areas right around the hippocampus. The hippocampus is deep in your brain. There's no reason to know this other than the entorhinal campus is an emotional area. And so if you see something with emotion that strikes you as emotional or outlandish or outrageous, you remember it better. It's one of the reasons when I do stomping on white bread, that is on the PBS TV special back in 2006 or 2005, I stomped on white bread on the TV set. That is, I took a loaf of white bread and I stomped on it. People still tell me they remember that, and every time they're going shopping, they remember not to get simple carbohydrates because of my stomping on white bread. Well, she used as the opening line in a course that she teaches at NYU on memory, having a go-go dancer, a guy come in who was dressed normally, but who strips into gold booty pants, if you will, into a very tight outfit. But he strips, and during this strip and this sensual dancing, all the students remember that as the opening part of her course on memory. And it's because that emotion, that striking nature of that, was so important. It got activated the entorhinal cortex, and that entorhinal cortex then makes it so that the memories that are otherwise short-term become long-term memories. She also talks about in this book, and I'm going on about this book even though we're in the second hour, but it is such a good book, Wendy Suzuki, SUZUKI.com, from a memory champion. One of them was the U.S. national memory champion, Chester Santos. And he dazzled everyone by reciting the names of 80 to 90 people in the audience he had just met. But he did something more amazing. He recited the following list of 13 words quickly: a monkey, iron, rope, kite, house, paper, shoe, worm, pencil, envelope, river, rock, tree, cheese, quarter. And he said, can you remember, I'm going to teach you how to remember those 13 things frontward and backward in a story. And what he did is he said, imagine, if you will, and the more fanatical or funny the story, he said, the better you'll remember it. But he said, imagine that, can you picture a monkey pumping iron? That is literally lifting weights. And then he said, a big rope descends out of the sky. Imagine yourself feeling the texture of the big rope. You look up and see that rope is connected to the kite. The monkey hops on the kite. But the kite is, no sooner do you notice that than the kite, a huge wind comes and blows the kite right into the side of a house. The house is covered with pieces of paper. Imagine the house covered with hundreds of yellow sticky notes tiled all over it. Then the gigantic shoe appears and starts walking around the house covered with paper and making shoe marks all over it. But this shoe is really smelly. So picture a little worm boring its way out of the inside of the shoe. Suddenly the worm turns into a pencil and starts writing on an envelope that appears on the roof of the house. Another big wind comes up and the pencil and envelope are both blown into a raging river. Then imagine the river so raging that the waves begin to crash into a big rock. The rock is next to a beautiful tree, but this tree is unusual. It's growing cheese on it. And then, most striking thing happens. Suddenly, quarters start shooting out of the cheese and on the cheese tree. So what do you've got? Well, you'll remember the monkey pumping iron, getting the rope with a kite onto it that crashes into a house with the sticky notes all around the house. And on that is an envelope. And, of course, there's a shoe there. And the worm, because of their smelly shoes. And with that, so you remember every part of the story. And it's because of these associations and emotional associations of something that you're familiar with in that story. And that's what Healthy Brain, Happy Life teaches you, all of these tricks, including what games are best. Super Mario is a wonderful game to play. You don't have to play Luminosity or go to Brain HQ. I like Brain HQ games. You can go to AARP for $16 a year. You're a member for $21. Five more dollars. You get all the Brain HQ games free, and they're wonderful games that improve your attention and ideas. We're going to be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We'll talk about Healthy Brain, Happy Life, and Wendy Suzuki's contribution to what we know on Healthy Brain, Happy Life. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've been talking about how to get a healthy brain and a happy life with Wendy Suzuki. Wendy is a neuroscientist who we reviewed her book in the first hour of the show. If you want to get it, you can always get reviews that we do on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show by going to the archives. This is the second hour of the show, and please do look at that first hour, because Healthy Brain, Happy Life Wendy, a personal program to activate your brain and do everything better, came out from Wendy on late May of this year, and she did a remarkable job. It's a wonderful book, and you should definitely read it and look at it. It is outstanding because she talks to you about brain hacks as well as all the neuroscience, and she was, as I said, the person responsible for identifying how emotion changes short-term memories into long-term memories. You'll learn an awful lot from her book. If you were with us in the first quarter hour of this hour, you probably learned about the monkey pumping iron. Can you remember the story? I can remember it. Monkey pumping iron, going on a rope, pulled by a kite, crashes into a house that's covered with sticky notes. On those sticky notes is a shoe. The shoe is invaded by a worm, which has made it smelly. That worm turns into a pencil. That pencil writes on an envelope. Another wind blows that envelope away into a raging rapids, and that rapids has a rock at it. The envelope falls against the rock. Right next to the rock is a beautiful tree. It's a cheese tree. I've never seen cheese come out of a tree, but it's a cheese tree. And falling from that cheese tree are not cheese, but quarters. And that's the story in the 13 points. And you can remember that story just like I did this first time. And you can even do it backwards, right? Quarters, then the cheese tree, then the rock, then the raging waters, then the envelope, then the pencil. The pencil came from a worm. The worm was in the shoe. The shoe was on top of those post-it notes on the house. The house and the yellow post-it notes on the house. They got there by being on a, if you will, a kite. The kite had a rope on it. The rope had a iron, and what was pumping the iron was the monkey. And so you can do it forward and backward because you remember the story so vividly. It's an association that allows you to remember things much better. And so that's how you turn a short-term memory into a much deeper and a personal memory that can activate your brain and allow you to do everything better. So Wendy has also done a huge amount of the work on exercise and how to get it, make it fun so that you can do exercises, whether it is chasing someone else's kid or having a pillow fight or doing something that's more active. That's what healthy brain, happy life is all about. Well, one of the other really outstanding studies this week was a special veggie-rich diet called the MIND Diet. It comes out of the University of Illinois and was used in senior public housing units in Chicago to improve the health of the over 4.71 years of the 81.4-year-old people in this 40-year retirement community. That is, the retirement community in Chicago had the MIND Diet. And what happened is the people who went on this got their minds, their brains, became the equivalent of 8 years younger over this period of 4.7 years compared to the rest of the people, which aged 4.7 years. So it actually was about 13 years younger than people aging normally by eating this special veggie-rich diet. How do you get a veggie-rich diet? What do we mean? Well, cognitive decline. Let me give you the summary of this story as we've summarized it. By the way, if any of you want the summaries and the news of the week, you can just email me, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Put subscribe, and we'll send you out both the agenda for the show this week, as well as we will send you out the stories if you want, the news stories of the week. Summarized. But this is a diet rich in green leafy vegetables, beans, berries, fruit. The only fruit they ate were berries, whole grains, and a little wine, can help to slow normal brain aging and cognitive decline. I should say the fats in it were omega-3, that is walnuts and healthy fish fats, and omega-9, that is olive oil. So those two fats, and they showed that cognitive decline, a normal part of aging, but a study showed that elderly adults, so it isn't just the exercise and the stress management meditation that Wendy Suzuki told us about, or if you will, those brain games, Super Mario is a great brain game if you want to start, but if you've got a subscription to AARP, $16 for the year is what you pay. But for $21, you get $100 worth of these brain games called Brain HQ. I'm doing them. They seem sensational to me now. So go to the Brain HQ games on the AARP site. You may have to pay $5 a year more for this $100 a year benefit, but it's tremendous. But anyway, also, the 15 diet components of this special veggie-rich diet. Beans, other vegetables, a salad, only whole grains, 3 servings of whole grains a day, only whole grains, a lot of green leafy vegetables, and a little fish and poultry and beans, and a glass of wine a day. And what did they find? People who followed that and limited the amount of the unhealthy food, saturated fat, red meat, butter, stick margarine, that's trans fat, cheese, eliminated pastries and simple carbohydrates, sweets, and fried or fast food, so they eat everything else. That's called the MIND diet. The only fruits in the MIND diet are berries, and all kinds of berries. But the researchers tested the cognitive ability of 960 adults, and the average age of these was 81.4 years. They were at the retirement community and senior public housing units in Chicago. And over 4.7 years, the ones who actually did this, their brains became 7.5 years younger. The ones who didn't follow this diet became 4.7 years older. So it's about a 13-year difference over that 5-year period just by the food choices. But again, Wendy Suzuki says, do those food choices plus some exercise, and jumping jacks is a great exercise, plus meditate 5 minutes or 20 minutes she does every morning, and then the brain games on AARP, and you actually have a much, much greater chance of having normal cognitive function as you get older than other people who don't do those four things. Those four things, you know, when you say it adds up to 100, if you say everything we do gets to 100, and by the way, obviously avoiding toxins and tobacco is an important one, avoiding type 2 diabetes and managing it, important. But if you look at those four things, managing stress, 20, the exercise, 24 points out of 100, the food choices, 15 points out of 100. Right there, you're already at 65 points. Another 14 for brain games. That's 65 and 14. That's 80 points out of a maximum of 100 that you can get from keeping your brain functioning absolutely at tip-top shape. So this was that special study that came out this week called Special Veggie-Rich Mind Diet. It's vegetable-rich, omega-9, olive oil, omega-3, walnuts, and fish slows cognitive decline in all of us, especially the elderly. We'll be right back because we're going to talk more about other studies on the brain this week that appeared, as well as we'll cover a little bit of the studies on children. And a special, this kind of body fat burns calories more quickly. How do you turn it on to stay thin? And the study finds no link between teen marijuana use, mental health issues. We'll talk about both of those in the next segments. Stay tuned to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well and stay young.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
We're going to get back to healthy brain, happy life, because your brain is so important and there's so much data coming out on it. That's why, in fact, at the Cleveland Clinic, we have a brain health and wellness program at our Lyndhurst site. And more other programs elsewhere. But it is important for you to stay with the best brain you can. We teach cooking and physical activity, what everyone can do, how to manage your stress, and a whole bunch of techniques like I told you about with the monkey pumping iron, hopping on the rope, if you will, being held by the kite that crashes into the house when the strong winds come up. The house is covered with those yellow post-it. It's easy to remember these things. That's right. I can do those 14 things forward and backward, and all I did was read the story once, and you can do it too. It doesn't take a lot. So that's one of the things we teach, and that's one of the things we'll get back to in the last half hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can stay the youngest possible. And what are we other than memories? That's why Keep Memory Alive, the Las Vegas component and the brain component of the Cleveland Clinic, that's where they deal with serious brain disease. We in the Wellness Institute help you keep your brain young in our Brain Health and Wellness Shared Medical Appointment Program that teaches you all those things to keep your brain functioning, just like Wendy Suzuki taught. The book you can get, Healthy Brain, Happy Life, it's a wonderful book. So I'm ordering some extra copies to give as gifts right now. I hope you do too. Let me do some quick hits before we do that. The news of the week, since I haven't done enough of the news of the week. Expert panel withholds support for early autism screening. Recently, an influential panel of experts, the Preventive Screening Task Force of the U.S. government, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, it's called, withhold support for early autism screening. I showed this to my wife, and in addition to her having chest pain, let me read you what others said. I was in a meeting when I read this. I started feeling like I'm having chest pains, and Susan Levy, a pediatrician who helped write the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines, urging universal screening for autism of all babies with standardized screening tools 24 months. I want to see people stop screening because early treatment does result in better outcomes. It takes people who wouldn't be taxpayers, as my wife says, into taxpayers. Dr. David Grossman, a pediatrician, vice chairman of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, emphasized that the panel's draft proposal was a call for more research and not intended to change practices. That's BS. That's a cop-out on that, docs. He ought to be embarrassed about it. About half of all pediatricians routinely screen children or toddlers for autism. It should be all of them. This doesn't mean don't screen, Dr. Grossman says. He was on the panel, for Pete's sakes. He ought to be whatchamacallited. It means there is not enough evidence to make a recommendation. Dr. Grossman also noted that the panel's conclusions applies only to routine screening of healthy children without symptoms. A child displaying symptoms associated with autism should always be evaluated, said. If a parent comes in and says, my child isn't looking at me, that's not screening, Dr. Grossman said. You hear a doctor said, that needs to be looked at, and you embark on a series of tests. He noted that a positive screening might cause patients' anxiety and trigger a more comprehensive evaluation. We feel the risk-benefit analysis is very much in favor of screening, Dr. Wang said. It would be potentially tragic if screening declines as a result of this. I couldn't agree more. This is Dr. Grossman, and the panel that did this ought to have their heads examined, if you will, because what we know, the default on this should be to screen, because we know that early treatment gets better outcomes for the kids. So the default isn't to find less kids, it's to find those kids with it. Just because there hasn't been a randomized controlled study showing the benefits of screening per se doesn't mean you shouldn't have that default. This is a horrible recommendation. Don't follow it. Don't listen to that news. A new type of ADHD, another study. Head injuries in children linked to long-term attention problems. Children who suffer an injury to their brain, even a minor one, like from a concussion, are more likely to experience attention issues, according to a study published in the journal Pediatrics last week. 113 children ages 6 to 13 who suffered from traumatic brain injuries ranging from a concussion to losing consciousness. About 18 months after the children's accidents, parents and teachers were asked to rate their attention and other indicators. They found that those with a traumatic brain injury had more lapses in attention by about 50%, and other issues such as anxiety and slower processing speed. Does this mean you shouldn't have your kids play soccer or you shouldn't have kids play football? I don't know where we're going to come out on that. But this obviously type of condition and this type of effect on a child's life can be dramatic. An impulsive kid who has difficulty relationships with school performance, with participation in extracurricular activities, won't do as well, obviously, in life. So I don't know where we're going to find out or how we're going to resolve these issues, because we all did this as kids, right? We played soccer, or some of us played football. Some of us played, if you will, roughhousing sports. And all of those things have a risk of concussion with them, even synchronized swimming. I think the team sport benefit is still substantial. I don't know what to do about these studies. I think we need better protection. I don't know how we're going to resolve this. If I were a young mother or father now, or what do I advise our children if they have kids? I don't know the answer to that. The new kind of body fat burns calories more quickly, this kind, and now in a paper, scientists report for the first time that it's possible to turn white fat into brown fat. We've known for a long time that brown fat burns up more calories by a factor of about 10. You want brown fat. Brown fat is what happens in burn patients. They lose calories quicker. It's what happens with heat shock. You lose calories quickly. Indeed, when you take fat, when you compare fat samples soon after their injury to healthy controls of burn patients, the researcher in this study found that markedly higher signs of revved up energy processes in the fat. It became, this white fat became brown fat. So the key is figuring out how does this happen and how can we routinely turn our white fat into brown fat so we don't have inflammation in our bodies. Or maybe this brown fat causes inflammation in our bodies. None of this. You know, 2030 or so at least, because we're going to see just so many dramatic changes. I have such great curiosity to see what happens over the next 15 plus years. I told you about the fourth study on our list, a special veggie-rich, omega-rich diet that slows cognitive decline in the elderly, making the elderly's brains 8 years younger over a 5-year period where everyone else increased their age. We talked to you about the study of yo-yo dieting. Try it. Not try yo-yo dieting, but if you're overweight, try a diet, because yo-yoing, worrying about gaining it back, doesn't worry. It doesn't increase, at least in the study of 132,000 men and women aged 50 to 74, it didn't increase your risk of cancer the way other studies had shown it had. Spice up your diet for a longer life, a study shows. If you like eating spicy food, researchers have some good news for you. You're likely to have more years to enjoy them. This is a study of 487,000 people who looked at spicy food. Those who ate it three to five times a week. Well, I feel better about eating those hot peppers this past week. But if you eat it 3 to 5 times a week, it was my diet one day. One dinner, I got so hooked on these great spicy green peppers that I ate. I think 50% of the food I ate at that dinner was this. I did have a lot of spice going into it. 14% less likely to die while they're being tracked by this international research team. So, and 22% less likely to die of heart disease. 29% less likely to die of respiratory disease. So if you're worried about respiratory disease, spicy diet. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're going to do some quick hits before we talk about healthy brain, happy life. And I've got to tell you, we will do a special show on that periodic fast. I talked last week about the periodic fast. That is the reason, this new data, where it's a form of calorie restriction for 5 days a month. I can do almost anything for 5 days a month, and I did it last month. I'm going to do it again this month and see, and then next month, see what happens to my biochemistry, what happens to how I feel. And if it works, then we're going to get a whole bunch of people to do it as volunteers to see if they can do it. And if they can do it, then we'll actually start a randomized controlled trial to see if it does what it did in this other study by Dr. Longo. We'll do a special show on it about 2 weeks from now, because you've asked so many questions, like, what about a one-day fast? Is this the way we just varied in nature? Is this just going back to nature, and shouldn't we have always thought about this as logical, where you eat more for a period of time when you're hunting and then don't get success with hunting? Maybe that's how we always did it. Well, what this diet does is much better than calorie restriction, which normalizes biochemical markers of heart disease and cancer. It actually regenerates and increases your stem cells. And that allows you to repair yourself, replace yourself. Really tremendous data on this. The refeeding phase is important. It can't be constant calorie restriction to get that refeeding benefit. According to Dr. Longo in the studies out of USC, Longevity Center, we'll do that. And we'll talk about that much more in 2 weeks. In the meantime, I want to do some, and you've asked a whole bunch of really important and really educationally enriching questions. Really taught me as I went back to Dr. Longo to ask him, as well as some of the other scientists in the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. Talked to Dr. Golubic and Dr. Sukul about it, as well as Dr. Lang and Dr. Raul Sabalas about it as well, and Dr. Knighty. So I asked a lot of people about it and gave them, we're going to really do this in detail because this has so much promise. And although it isn't perfectly easy to do, it was easy. I did for the last week, I went 5 days on this periodic fast. Anyone can do it if I can do it. Picky eating in children is linked to anxiety, depression, ADHD. Another study, and by the way, in the last 2 minutes of this, I'll talk about healthy brain, happy life, because what Dr. Suzuki said was so important. But picky eating in children are linked to anxiety, depression, ADHD. This is children with severe selective eating, meaning children whose aversions are so intense they're often unable to eat outside the home. They were 7 times more likely to have social anxiety and twice as likely to end up with a diagnosis of depression over the next 20 years. That's right. So picky eating, when it's severe, and you know, picky eating, 20% of children have picky eating, but when it's really severe, that's 1 or 2 or 3% of the children. That can lead, and they don't gain weight. That can lead to long-term problems in the study. Picky eating, yes, 20% of children may not be merely a benign phase for some of those children. Those are severe. The study were based on parent interviews over the course of 3 years, immediately made me wonder, had I picked the wrong battle to concede? And more importantly, if I were to increase my efforts to expand my daughter's palate, would I be able to minimize her chances of longer-term issues? That was Nancy Zucker, lead author of the study and associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Duke, who was commenting. She noted that research doesn't show that picky eating causes psychological issues or vice versa. But this study, which was a correlation, was among those people who were severe. The story she tells is that picky eaters are not simply stubborn or tyrannical children whose parents have to give in to their culinary whims. Rather, the research revealed that severely picky eaters have a heightened sensitivity to the world that may be so intense that they develop anxiety or become seriously depressed over time. And that's one of the top stories of the week, so I'm covering those top stories in quick-hitting ways. Peanut allergy prevention. The data is pretty clear now, repeated from another study. Expose your children as soon as they're able to have solid food. That's, and we'll come back to that in a second. Introduce them to legumes early and often. In the study of children who were given peanuts from an early age, only 3% developed an allergy compared to 17% of those who avoided peanuts for 5 years. According to the data, you would have to give peanuts to approximately 7 children at an early age to prevent 1 child from developing a peanut allergy. You can mix peanut butter with baby cereal or with oatmeal, adding a spoonful of peanut butter or powdered peanuts as you're mixing up cereal. What you want in the peanut butter, by the way, is just peanuts. So get the peanut butter that is ground up, or take peanuts and grind them up yourself really small. Make sure it's a great grinder. You don't want your children choking on it. But as soon as the children is at least 4 months of age and can sit without support, she holds her head up well, she shows interest in eating, and opens mouth for food, that's when you start this. Okay, the next quick story, if you will, is no link between teen marijuana use and mental health issues. New study reports that chronic marijuana use in teenage boys, all it was 408 boys, does not appear to be linked to later psychological and mental health issues such as depression, psychotic symptoms, or asthma. That's good news, as so many states are liberalizing marijuana use. This study was done at the University of Pittsburgh. Now let me come back for the last 2 minutes to the data on, if you will, healthy brain, happy life. We talked about the importance of doing meditation, 20 minutes a day or 5 minutes morning and night, whatever you can spare, but routinely doing meditation, as stress is the major cause of decreased memory function as you get older. The next thing, almost equal in importance, is doing some cardiovascular activity, any physical activity, walking, etc. But a few minutes of intense exercise, like jumping for just 2 minutes, increases brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, which grows your brain. The third component, eating healthy, a veggie-rich diet, a little fruits, but only fruits that are berries, and then omega-3 fats, olive oil, canola oil, walnut oil, flaxseed oil, that type of thing, plus salmon and ocean trout. Those are the fish with DHA. You want the DHA, not any fish oil, but the DHA component of fish oil. Those are the ones that decrease your risk of cognitive dysfunction. Avoid red meat, avoid butter, avoid saturated fat, trans fat, that's stick margarine, and avoid simple sugars and pastries. If you did that, you actually made your brain function as though it was 8 years younger over a five-year period rather than 4 years older. And the last, brain games. Play new cognitive things, new music. Dance up and down the stairs. Make sure you're holding on. We don't want you falling. But doing things that involve many things at once. So having fun, pillow fight even. Anything that is physically active and intellectually stimulating at the same time. The games, if you go to AARP, you can get Brain HQ. Wonderful games, I think. Brain HQ. And remember that diet. And especially come back here to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll give you new things every week. And we'll talk about sleep. But in 2 weeks, we're going to come back to that periodic fast. So important. Stay well. And remember, you get to control your genes. Thanks for listening.